question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, let's get back to it. Nice to have you aboard with Mary and me today as we turn our attention to the Chief Travel Leader segment of the show. And we welcome back Frank Comito, the CEO of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. And we're sponsored by ButcherBox.com/Carrie.
All right. Well, going to the grocery store is on everyone's to-do list at some point. But with the coronavirus out there, we all want to be in stores even less these days. That's why we're happy to have our meats conveniently shipped to our door from ButcherBox.com/Carrie. They make accessing high-quality meat easier and more affordable than ever. And they're sourced from farms with the best practices without antibiotics or hormones ever.
From free-range organic chicken to heritage-bred pork, 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, fresh-caught seafood, they offer over 20 cuts of meat to choose from. Sign up at butcherbox.com/carry. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to help you knock off a big to-do from your holiday shopping list because they're going to send you a free turkey in your first box. That's right, a free turkey in your first box. You'll save money at butcherbox.com/carry, or you can always find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, good deal. Speaking of turkeys, since we are now into the start of the holiday season and soon the winter travel time of the year, let's get right to that show hotline and reconnect with Frank Comito for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Frank, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me this morning.
Thank you, Robert, Mary. Always great to be with you guys.
Nice having you here again, for sure. So listen, you know, we wanted to check in with you since we're a few weeks away from Thanksgiving. Christmas is 7 weeks away, and the Caribbean is popular for winter travel. So I want to start off with you giving us a report on what's open, what's not, what restrictions maybe are in place, and really, what should our listeners expect if they decide to travel to the Caribbean in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, I mean, we're open. Most of the Caribbean is open. Now, there are different protocols for traveling to different destinations. We're over 30 destinations in the region, but most of it's open, just about all of it. We've been actually having, it's all relative, but we've been having visitors coming, and our occupancies in our hotels in September were running around 30%. So we're people are coming, and the best way to find out whether you're going to Antigua or Aruba or Bahamas or Dominican Republic or whatever, what's going on and what their protocols are, is their travel requirements and protocols, is we have an update, a Caribbean travel update document. We update just about every day, and that's available through our website, caribbeantravel.com. That's one word. www.caribbeantravel is one word, .com. And on there, right on the homepage, you'll see something that says Caribbean Travel Update. Click that, and you can find out, shop around and at destinations and find out what their entry requirements are.
Oh, Frank, thank you so much, because we've been getting a lot of questions on where to go, and each island is doing something a little different. So fantastic, and we're going to mention that website up on our social media as well. So great. So, all right, let's talk about food. When I think of the Caribbean, I definitely think one of the things that sets some of the islands apart with their own personalities is the food choices. And there's some top resorts. Some of the best resorts in the world are in the Caribbean. And travel and food, they really are universally linked. So I'd love to hear how the restaurants are coping during this time, maybe at the resorts, but also the local mom-and-pop restaurants on the island. How are they adapting to serve visitors during the pandemic?
I mean, there's been some adjustments. We haven't had to make tremendous adjustments because a lot of our dining is outdoors. So certainly some spacing that occurs, but the fact that they're outdoors or they're beachside or whatever makes for a safe environment, if you will, in this COVID world that we live in. So that's been going well, and nothing's changed in terms of the kinds of the various types of menu options. I mean, a lot of emphasis on seafood, and we have our French and Spanish and American and English and Caribbean and African influences all infused in Caribbean cuisine. It's all there.
It's nice to hear something hasn't changed during this. Thank you for that.
We all want to get back to that.
Yeah.
But I do think, the one thing with the Caribbean, and that's why it's popular right now and people want to go, is because there is so much to do outside, as you said. But I want to ask you a different question. Last week the CDC lifted the no-sail ban on cruise ships here in America. Now, many of the cruise operators have canceled all cruises through the end of 2020. They made those adjustments as post the announcement from the CDC. But Since the Caribbean is such a popular destination for cruises, I get, Frank, this is somewhat of a loaded question for you, all right? So I'll be upfront about that. But what's been more devastating to the Caribbean in your view? Has it been the hurricanes? We obviously have something that may be developing right now that's going to come there. But has it been the hurricanes that have hit the area, or really the loss of the cruise ships and all their passengers operating there?
Well, I mean, certainly we're looking forward to the cruise activity returning. But cruise activity represents about 8% of our tourism activity in the entire Caribbean. So it's, you know, I mean, a lot of it's hotels, Airbnb types of stays and things like that. So to your point, though, hurricanes hit a designated area. We might have a storm that's hitting, say, the southern Bahamas, but it doesn't affect the northern Bahamas, and Nassau is fine, and the rest of the Caribbean's fine, as it looks like this tropical system's going to do in the next couple of days. But they hit a designated area. COVID has hit everyone. Now, in the Caribbean, fortunately, because we are islands, we've been able to contain the virus. We have one of the best lowest rates of infection in the world, and we've taken it very seriously. We locked down earlier, we locked down longer, and as we've opened up, we have health safety provisions that are in place. We've been training our people, thousands of people, on health safety matters since June.
Okay, so moving on to work from home packages, which we're hearing a lot about. We've been talking on the program, I don't know, since midsummer about this, how hotels and resorts are offering special packages to travelers. I've seen several in the Caribbean because you can pretty much pick up and work from home anywhere these days.
Yeah, so the kids are off from
school,
not
on a Caribbean island for a few weeks? So are the hotels and resorts having success with this? Because we're seeing several of the islands offering this, and I think it's a great idea as an option for people.
It has taken off beyond expectations. Barbados is reporting that it's tenfold what they expected in a short period of time. So it is. It's a unique opportunity. Maybe 10 years ago, we might have had a challenge in offering this because our internet was a little sketchy. But today, our internet's at totally world-class standards. It's reliable that way. But it's really taking off. And the neat thing is you have in-and-out privileges. So it's not like you have to come for a month and work for a month. You can come back and forth, and you have in-and-out privileges within that. We're not doing any most destinations, unless you test positive, once you've arrived for some reason. We're not requiring quarantining or anything like that, so it's not onerous that way. So it's really taken off. A number of destinations are doing very well with it.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. So, you know, we've got a little over 2 minutes.
It works well with our timeshare as well.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Our timeshare business has done very well throughout this.
So, Frank, you know, I know since you took on your role as CEO of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, I think now back in 2015, prior to that, you spent 10 years heading up the Bahamas Hotel and Tourism Association. I know you've spent time with the St. Croix Chamber. We're also a director of the National Alliance of Business in Washington, D.C. And I provide that background for our listeners because I want you to share something with our listeners that you love about the Caribbean. I mean, you know it like the back of your hand, you know, and perhaps it's something that many travelers just don't focus on when they think about the islands.
What I love is the diversity. The diversity of everything. It's the diversity in the people, the diversity in the food, which we talked about earlier, the diversity in the history. We have Dutch, French, Spanish, Danish, American history woven in throughout the destination. That's reflected in the architecture, in the music, and in all aspects of it. But it's really the diversity, not only that way, but also the natural beauty. So if you want different types of environments, we've got it. It's in a very incredibly diverse area. And that's what I like. There's no one destination that's alike. They're all unique, and they all have special flavors and characteristics, and I think that's part of the appeal. So if you say you've been to the Caribbean and you've been to one destination, you haven't been.
Last question, really, and really quick. What are you projecting for the holiday season?
Well, holidays, I mean, actually, we're looking at strong bookings. I mean, nowhere near pre-COVID.
Sure.
But we're looking at healthy bookings for the holidays and into the winter. And the neat thing is, the reason we think they're so strong is certainly pent-up demand and people want to get away, but also we offer some of the most liberal cancellation policies. We offer travel insurance. Almost all of our hotels now and accommodation providers are offering travel insurance.
Okay.
Pre-COVID, that wasn't there. And our health safety protocols have been recognized by the World Travel and Tourism Council and the Caribbean Public Health Agency as some of the best in the world.
All reasons for people to think the Caribbean. And again, you gave that website, CaribbeanTravel.com, CaribbeanTravel.com. Frank, thanks very much for your time. Our best to you and your team. Look forward to staying in touch and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Our pleasure.
That's a
place to get well than the Caribbean.
Thank you so much, Frank. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very good information.
Excellent information.
Yeah. Good report. Upbeat. We like that. And folks, we're going to head right now to a quick break as the show rolls right along. It's a terrific time, though, for you to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. As we take this quick sponsors break, 8 more segments are still to come, and we're going to get to it all and a lot more in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.